L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. My name is Derek Brown, and today we're going to break down the top 10 DFS plays for Week 16. But first, if you want help building winning DFS lineups, you have to try our lineup optimizer tool over at fantasypros.com/optimizer. With a Hall of Fame Fantasy Pros subscription, you get our lineup optimizer to help you build winning DFS lineups in seconds for both cash and tournaments. Again, find it at fantasypros.com/optimizer. Today, I told you we're going to go through the top 10 plays. We're going to focus on the 10-game Saturday Christmas Eve slate. So let's get to the DFS plays. Number 10, Jahan Dotson. Since week 13, he's taken over as the second option in this passing attack for the Commanders. He's had a 22% target share, 50% end zone target share, and 2.37 yards per route run. Dotson saw a season-high 43% of his snaps from the slot last week, and if that continues, he should eat up Jimmy Ward, who's allowing an 82% catch rate, 96 passer rating in slot coverage. Since week 10, the 49ers have allowed the 7th most fantasy points per game to opposing slot wide receivers. So get Jahan Dotson in your lineups. Number 9, DeAndre Swift. Glorious salutations, let's ring the horns, sound the bells, and all things in between. DeAndre Swift is not on the injury report this week, and the last time we saw this happen, people, 51% of the snaps, 18 touches, 111 total yards. He was the RB4 for the week. Now he gets the Carolina Panthers, who, since week 10, are 18th in rushing success rate, 17th in rushing yards per game, and 18th in explosive run rate allowed. Swift could go overlooked this week because people are tentative, they're worried about his workload. Dive in and grab him in GPPs. Number 8, Juju Smith-Schuster. He makes the list again. Over the last two games, Smith-Schuster has a 24% target share, 2.16 yards per route run. He has been the wide receiver 6 and wide receiver 18 in fantasy, and his yak ability should come into play big time this week against the Seattle Seahawks. Smith-Schuster is 13th in yak per reception, 8th in overall yak total. Against, now he faces a defense that's allowing the 7th most yak and 12th most missed tackles this year. Juju Smith-Schuster should crush. Number 7, Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook is a guy that has been producing all season long. He's 16th in yards after contact per attempt. He is top 10 in missed tackles forced, and he gets a Giants run defense that cannot stop anybody. Since week 10, they are 28th in fantasy points per game, 29th in rushing success rate allowed, and 32nd bottom of the barrel in explosive run rate allowed. Dalvin Cook should get 20 to 25 opportunities in this game. If he gets in the end zone twice and goes over 100 yards, he's going to be one of the best running back plays on the slate. Speaking of slates, Darius Slayton rocks in at number 6. Yes, it was a dad joke. You got to live with it, but this is one of the many combinations that I will be going with in my DFS lineups for this week. High total game looks like a potential shootout. Darius Slayton since week 7, 21% target share, 38% air yard share. This guy has quietly since week 7 20th amongst all wide receivers in receiving yards, tied, well, actually immediately ahead of DK Metcalf. Just throw some context in there. The man is 11th in yak per reception, 20th in yards per route run. Now he gets a Viking secondary that's allowed the second most yak in the NFL and the fifth most fantasy points to opposing perimeter wide receivers. Darius Slayton should crush. He is going to be the wide receiver you want to pair with Daniel Jones this week. If you're stacking up that game, love him. Number five, going back to the Chiefs, well, Jerick McKinnon. I mean, what do we have to say about Jerick McKinnon at this point? Dude is going on a end-of-the-year Damian Williams type of run. He has been absolutely fantastic. Over the last 2 weeks, he's played at least 57% of the snaps in each game, 15 and a half touches, 128 total yards per game. He's been the RB1 overall in each of the last 2 weeks. We keep talking about who is the wide receiver to look at behind Travis Kelce. Well, it's Jerick McKinnon. He has been a top 24 fantasy back in 5 of his last 7 games. Since week 10, now he gets a Seattle defense that is 27th in rushing success rate. Since week 10, 32nd rushing yards per game. And they can't stop anything versus receiving backs. 28th in receptions per game, 30th in yards per reception to running backs. Jerick McKinnon is headed for another top 12 week amongst running backs. He should blow up. And hey, staying in the same game, we're all about the mini sacks this week. We want high total games and a lot of scoring. Number four, DK Metcalf. Metcalf should be the most targeted wide receiver, at least in the realm of outcomes, to be the most targeted wide receiver in all of week 16. DK Metcalf is 18th in PFF receiving grade, 24th in yards per route run, and now he faces the Chiefs pass defense that since week 10, 24th in fantasy points per game, 26th in catch rate allowed to wide receivers. Tyler Lockett is out. DK Metcalf getting fed is going to happen this week. Number three, J.K. Dobbins. Since returning in week 14, he's had back-to-back 100-yard rushing outings, 14 carries, 122 rushing yards per game, finishing as the RB19 and the RB10 in fantasy. Since week 10, the Falcons have been dreadful. Swiss cheese run defense. 30th in rushing success rate, 31st in rushing yards per game. J.K. Dobbins could get 15 to 20 opportunities on the ground this week and go over 100 yards if he gets in the end zone twice. Again, he is going to be a fantastic value. Number two, the man, the myth, the legend, the mountain man himself. I mean, come on, you know he had to be on this list. Derrick Henry. Have you heard that Derrick Henry has rushed for over 200 yards in the last few games versus the Houston Texans? I'm sure you've read that, heard that somewhere before getting to this podcast. Yes, it's happened. We're not going to talk about all that. All I'm going to tell you is that the Houston Texans run defense is still dreadful. Since week 10, 27th in rushing yards per game, 28th in explosive run rate allowed. Derrick Henry, play the man. That's it. Hashtag analysis. Number one, the top guy on my board this week, Christian McCaffrey. Since they lost Elijah Mitchell, he has been the bell cow, the saving grace, the week-winning RB. 82% of the snaps in 2 of his last 3 games. He's averaging almost 25 touches, almost 146 total yards per game. And the Commanders' run defense, while we've been scared of them in the last few weeks, they're 24th in rushing success rate, 27th in explosive run rate allowed. Since week 10, you can run on this team. Christian McCaffrey should eviscerate this run defense. All right, everyone, that is my top 10 DFS plays for the week. Again, head over to fantasypros.com/optimizer. Get to building those lineups for your tournaments, your GPPs, your cash games, all things in between. Good luck in DFS this week. I'll see you at the top.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.